Hello, this message is for Laura Campbell. This is Dr. Penelope Simmons, general practitioner in the town of Charity, Oregon. I don't know your plans in Charity, Miss Campbell, but I must ask you not to go inside the Boone home. There appears to be some kind of contaminant related to the environment or the home. Symptoms include respiratory depression, hallucinations, periods of catatonia. Again, I must advise you to avoid the area as a matter of public health. Please contact me with any...
Believer. Episode 2. Dead Zone.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't think it's a footprint.
Oh, come on. You've got the impression of a heel right here, a slight incline where the arch would be. That's a Sasquatch track.
It's an impression in the dirt.
When this plaster cast comes up, you'll see. What do you say? 18 to 3/4 inches? That's a full-grown one right there. Probably an adult male. And what, with the wood knocking last night?
Wood knocking?
Sasquatch knock pieces of wood together to warn off outsiders and communicate with their clan. It's very well documented. That's what you heard, right? Knocking?
It was a dream.
I guess we'll see. Ready to Squatch Walk?
Terrible name, by the way.
But it pairs with my podcast, Squatch Talk.
Of course you have a podcast.
Every Tuesday and Thursday. Well, that's the plan anyway. Just gotta find some guests. Okay. Is the dog gonna be all right, or...
He's fine. He hikes off leash all the time. Pops, soda pop. Let's go, bud.
Well, keep an eye on him. Animals sometimes get spooked in Sasquatch territory.
Noted.
Trail seems to lead this way, which makes sense, because that's where I heard my first squatch. Now, if you look off this way, see, those look like natural rock formations, but no. See?
Knocking. Actual bumps in the night. It's so classic, I'm surprised I even fell for it.
Now, I want you to pay attention to those tree limbs, okay? Broken limbs represent a boundary, a kind of message to the others in the clan.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me give you some history. In 1848, the Fox family in Rochester, New York, began to hear mysterious sounds in the night. Bumps on the floor, knocks on the walls, that kind of thing. The sounds seemed random at first, but then two of the girls, Kate and Maggie, found that they could communicate with it. Kate would snap her fingers, and the knocking sounds would reply.
Wait, shh. You hear that?
What am I hearing?
Nah, false alarm. They're mostly nocturnal, but you never know.
Now, the girls claimed that the sounds came from a spirit called Mr. Splitfoot, which is a nickname for the devil, naturally. But this ability caused a giant sensation. People came from miles around, and these girls demonstrated this ability in homes and mansions and concert halls all across the northeastern United States. They gave guidance on investing, love affairs, even criminal investigations. When the sisters communed with Mr. Splitfoot, people said they felt hands on their shoulders, spirits walking among them. They saw flashes. They felt a presence.
Oh, here. You see this? Look, this tree. You see the way the limbs are all broken on just this one side? And that one up there? That one too, see?
Mm-hmm.
Wayfinding. They use it to communicate with the rest of the clan.
They travel in clans?
Oh, sure. They're social, just like other hominids.
The Fox sisters later confessed this knocking sound. They were just popping their joints, their toes mostly, but ankles and knees too. These girls could pop their toes so loud that entire auditoriums of people heard it.
There. See the bent branches over there? He went this way.
What do you think it sounds like when Bigfoot pops his toes?
What?
He's got big feet, right? Probably some big toe knuckles on there.
Well, you think a Sasquatch was popping its knuckles last night.
Well, it's possible, right?
Well, yeah, I guess.
It didn't matter that it was fake, though. It started a movement. Spiritualism. Ouija boards, seances, most of what I do. It all goes back to a couple of girls with really creaky toes. And if you know all that history, right, it's foundational to what you do and why you do it. What do you think your nightmares are going to be about? Of course, it was going to be knocking.
Jake? What is it?
I don't think we should go this way.
Okay. Well, I think I see some more bent branches up that way. I mean, to be honest, I see them everywhere. It's almost like they're naturally occurring.
Go back.
What?
You need to go.
Jake, I'm sorry if I seemed...
No, let's go.
Okay, Pops? Pops? Little Pop, get back here!
Laura, don't.
Come on, I just...
It's a bad place, Laura.
Jake, I'm gonna need you to let go of me. Thank you. Now I'm going to get my dog.
I wouldn't.
So don't.
What the...
Soda Pop? Soda Pop? Where are you, buddy? You checking out those deer carcasses?
Jesus, that is a lot of dead deer.
It was a neat circle of dead things. Trees, bushes, animals, and birds looked like they'd fallen out of the sky. Even the dirt felt dry and lifeless.
What could even do this? I mean, elk don't do graveyards. They're not elephants. It's...
The weird thing, and I didn't really think about this until later, but there weren't even any bugs. No flies, no worms, nothing. But the deer were still decayed, like normal? I don't know, you expect flies, you know? It just made the whole thing seem really, really quiet.
Pops?
Oh, Soda Pop. Oh, thank God. What'd you find, buddy? Hey! It's just a sweater. Let me see that bud. Come on.
City of Roses. It's a dumb joke sweater I got for Rose in Portland one time. She said she threw it out before we even broke up.
Is this why you ran off, Pops? You could smell her?
She said it in one of those dumb fights, bad ones, toward the end. I guess she just wanted to hurt me.
Jake? Jake, I found something!
She kept it, though, so that's something.
What do you think, bud? Where's the trail from here? Come on, you're a dog. Do the tracking thing. Okay, well, I'm not staying here with all this bad meat. Come on, buddy. Let's head back and regroup. No, you can have the sweater when we get home. What? Someone there? Oh, I'm really starting to hate this place.
First unheard message.
Hey, is this Laura Campbell? I cannot find my keys, and like, I don't know if you ever do any work with poltergeists, but there is this... Oh. Hang on, they're just in my jeans. Never mind.
Finally! Jesus! Jake! Jake, are you here? It was great finding a way back without you, by the way. Jake? Come on, buddy, let's get back to the cottage. I'll make some calls or something. Yes, you can have the sweater.
Welcome to the Lofty Diner. Do you want a booth or table?
I'm actually just looking for Sheriff Tate. Dispatch said he was here.
Oh, he is, but he's actually in a meeting with,
Mayor Terry Boone. Is that you?
Laura, what are you doing here?
I should have known I'd see you here among all your constituents.
You know me. Just chatting with the sheriff here.
Howdy, Sheriff Tate.
Camille, why don't you see if you can find Laura a nice seat at the counter?
Oh, I actually have business with the two of you, if you don't mind.
Is that all right with you, Mayor Boone?
Honey, I keep telling you to call me Terry.
Right. Sorry.
Of course. We'll just pull up another chair here. I'm always happy to hear a citizen's report.
Okay, well, I'll just come back for the, I'll check in on you.
Thanks.
Now, what can I help you with?
I'm surprised to see you out and about, dear. I thought I was clear.
What's that now? Is everything okay?
I just have a little history with Mayor Terry's daughter, Rose.
Oh, you're Laura Campbell.
Have you been talking about me, Mayor Boone? How flattering.
Well, she just mentioned a few things.
Yes, so I wouldn't say there's much the two of you need to talk about. If you could just...
I found Rose's sweater in the woods above Jake Talbot's house. I can take you right to it. Well, not right to it, but, you know, I can find it again. Come on. She must have passed through there on her way to wherever she went. It's a lead. She's a missing person, right? So if we just head back up there...
Rose Boone is not a missing person, Miss Campbell.
She's been gone for 2 weeks.
She's fine.
And her mother says she's camping. Listen, Miss Campbell, I don't know when you were last in contact with Rose, but this isn't so unusual with her.
Clearly it is, or else why would Mitchell...
Mitchell suffers from a severe respiratory disorder. I don't see how he could have called you, Laura.
Do you want to hear the message? I've been having some issues with my voicemail, but I'm sure it's in there.
Miss Campbell, believe it or not, we actually have things under control here in Wasco County, and we don't need people like you. No, not my niece is a lesbian, all right? So I don't have a problem with that. I just mean with your history of misrepresenting yourself, okay? Maybe you're not the right person to go around telling us what to do.
Misrepresenting myself? Mayor Boone, what have you been saying about me?
Nothing that isn't true.
The fake psychic business.
Fake? You don't believe I'm really psychic?
No, hold on. I'm feeling something.
Laura, someone here has unresolved business with someone on the other side. Somebody here, you've been thinking about them lately, just unexpectedly. I'm getting maybe an M or a D.
My great aunt. Her name was Mary Dawson.
That's it? Oh, she has a message for you.
Oh, enough.
Oh, no, it's gone. Sorry, everyone.
What do you want?
I want you to investigate this, to care something.
Okay, were there any signs of struggle around this sweatshirt you found?
Well, no, but there were a bunch of dead deer.
Well, that sounds like an issue for the game warden, wouldn't you say, Sheriff Tate?
Sure.
Come on, Sheriff.
Mayor Terry's got a point, Miss Campbell. And from where I'm sitting, this doesn't seem to be a criminal matter at all.
But,
well, there you have it. And I think it's about time we both got back to work, wouldn't you say, Sheriff? I'll just go see the girl about the bill. Camille, honey.
Yes, Mayor Boone?
Listen, the thing about my aunt, did she say anything in particular? You know, because there's a rumor in my family about some gold.
Come on, Sheriff.
Well, we'll talk another time.
We definitely will.
I'm coming, Terry.
Hey, wait, don't go. It's Laura, right?
Love how everyone here already knows my name.
Listen, I heard what you said in there. Not that I was eavesdropping, I just...
Okay, I don't think the spirits are gonna give me any more information right now, so...
No, I mean, are you really looking for Rose?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank God. I feel like I've been going insane. Everybody's acting like there's no big deal, and if you bring up Rose, it's like they...
Like what?
Okay, come over here. I don't want to be too close to the diner, you know?
Okay.
When you mention Rose to any of those people, it's like either they act like they can't hear you or they just kind of pat you on the head and tell you to calm down. It's bizarre.
Are they usually like that about, you know, town secrets?
Well, up until now, I didn't think we had any town secrets. But if you're looking for Rose, I want to help you.
That's great. Where do you think she is?
Well... Okay, so like a few weeks ago, or maybe like a month, something happened.
What?
Well, I wasn't there, but some of these guys went to the woods to watch this meteor shower.
Okay.
And I guess Rose was there, or, well, I'm not sure. I don't really know her, but the guys said, they said the sky fell down.
The sky fell down.
I know, it's, and they seemed pretty freaked out, and they wouldn't say much about it. And then they got sick. But, like, really sick.
Huh.
And since then, things are just off. It's like whatever happened that night spooked the whole town.
And Rose has been missing since then?
Not long after.
Listen, was this... You said this happened in the woods?
Yeah.
So, have you heard anything about a kind of a dead zone in the woods above Jake's place?
Jake Talbot's?
Yeah.
A dead zone?
I found this area with no vegetation, no leaves, grass, anything, and dead animals, too. There are birds and a bunch of deer.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't been out there for a while. Jake doesn't really like people messing with his Bigfoot stuff.
But that's the way they went for the meteor shower, right? Out past Jake's place?
Probably. They would have wanted to get up that hill.
Do you know when exactly this was? Who was there? Anything?
I think I can look it up for you. And I can give you the guy's phone numbers, but I don't know how much it'll help you.
Why not?
Well, like I said, they're sick. Like, they're in the hospital sick. All of them. Tim's mom says he opens his eyes sometimes, but they can't talk. Everyone who was there that night, except Rose.
Rose didn't get sick.
No. Apparently, she was fine.
That's... weird.
Right?
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, listen, I gotta get back to work. But, you know, see if you can find Rose's phone. She does these little Insta videos all the time. Maybe there's something from that night.
Yeah. Actually, I found it at her house.
What? She's always on her phone. She wouldn't leave it.
Yeah.
God, this whole thing is just awful. But you know she's okay. Like, look, you can sense her.
Yeah. She's out there. She's gotta be.
Because you're psychic, right? Have you tried, like, connecting with spirits?
Or... I'm doing everything I can, Camille.
Good. Okay, yeah. Oh, I gotta get back in there. You tell me if you need anything, okay?
Yeah. Here, take my card. If you think of anything at all, call me. And if you don't get through, just try again or text or something, okay? I haven't been getting my voicemails lately.
Okay, thanks, Laura. I'm just so glad someone believes me.
I know. We'll find her.
I know we will.
First skipped message.
Laura. It's her. So beautiful. Face of God.
End of message.
Soda pop? Buddy, you feeling okay? You seem kind of... Okay, it's okay. I won't take your sweater. Her sweater. The sweat, whatever. Still no Jake, huh? Well, let's see if I can find anything about elk graveyards online. Huh? Jake, is that you? What? Okay, what is going on? Oh, I must be exhausted. I'm hearing things.
Oh, actually, I'm really, really tired. Oh,
I think I'll just shut my eyes.
It's okay. I'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to Believer. This week, let's try raising some engagement. Leave us a review or a comment wherever you're currently listening right now. It's a little thing, but it really helps the show. This episode was sponsored by Saunders & Associates LLC, providing medical insurance consulting in the beautiful state of Oregon and beyond. The next full episode of Believer airs on March 31st. In the meantime, check out another independent audio drama. I'm recommending Under the Shroud. It's about this half-demon who is basically an Uber driver for the hellish beings that inhabit Underworld Baltimore. It's quirky and dark and has a really interesting built-out world, and I think that you'll enjoy it. So
Search it out in your podcast app or go to undertheshroud.com. Until next time, remember, if you wake up in the night and everything seems quiet, like strangely quiet, like a heavy sort of quiet that pins you down and crawls into your lungs until silence is all you know, all you've ever known, this crushing silence, the only reality you can possibly imagine. Just try flipping the pillow over. The other side is nice and cool, and I don't know, it might help you get back to sleep. Bye now.